There's no way, you know, a country like Nigeria, even a few people, there's never a time God will create a people and allow them to be consumed by another or be overtaken by events. It never happens. Whenever such thing is happening, it's because either they've not realized whom they are or they do not know what to do. But there's always a remnant. There's always something that nature will leave that will help you to fight and get what you want, unless you are not looking inwards. And I want to tell you the truth. See, the message of the new Nigeria has been given. There's no Nigerian that will be patient to listen to the message of the new Nigeria that will not be convinced. And the way and manner it should be done, such that it will activate and gravitate towards the change that is required, is already there. It's already there. I tell you, I've been to the North and I've spoken to, you know, with a lot of people in the North about new Nigeria. And they listened. I remember one of the things one of them told me, said, you need a Northerner who will be speaking Northern language and who is a Muslim that will be speaking the same, you know, message, that will be carrying the same message, that by that way, the Northerners will embrace it. I accepted it because it's a good thing to do. Because the message is for everyone. But most importantly, I told them that when we begin to look at whether somebody from the North or South before accepting this, it means we're still in the old Nigeria order. Because this division is what is one of the major causes of the old order. That we must grow to that point where we begin to see ourselves as the same. Imagine if I go, if I don't know how to speak English today and I go to a country like UK, you know, where their language is English, but I can speak only my native language and their own native language is English. Is it that I will not be able to stay with them? I will not be able to love them. I won't be able to do things with them. The highest thing is for me to learn their language. And today, Nigerians all over the places are learning their different languages. Igbos are speaking Hausa, Hausas are speaking Igbos. When I went to Port Harcourt the other time, I saw some Fulani girls selling Fura de Nuno, the way they were speaking my Pidgin language. I was so happy. You know, it that amazed me, that threw me off balance. Because these people have already adapted themselves to that environment. So we are all the same. The difference is where we're raised, the information we're giving and all of that. So it means if we're giving another information that we are actually the same thing and we believe it, we can live it out effortlessly. And that is the effort we are trying to make. So how we will do that, I'm sure we may not have many people who can do that, but at least nature has given us the number of people that can do that. And we are talking about training the trainers, because there's never a time I'm going to speak the new Nigerian language better than people who will use their own native language to teach their people. It's never going to be. So we're looking at bringing people together, doing what we call training the trainers, those who will bring everybody together. And once we pick up that new Nigerian message in our own languages, transformation has started already. Because the truth about new Nigeria that people may not know is that this new Nigeria is something that is in the heart of every Nigerian. That's why the yearning, there is a yearning. That's why we are crying when things are not working. That's why we are so disappointed, because there is something, there is a picture in our heart of a Nigeria we want to see. So imagine if that picture is not being painted to you and they're telling you you have capacity to do something with it. So that is the thing. So we shouldn't look at it as, for me, we need just 2 years to spread the new Nigerian message across the whole nation with the strategy that we have. Just 2 years is enough. And the old order will just fizzle out, because it's an expectation. At every given point, Nigeria have the opportunity to express their new Nigeria. They do it. The only thing is that it has not been sustained because we are just following people rather than becoming what we want people to be. We are just following. So each time we are disappointed based on what people do. But if we own it and then begin to apply it on our own and take the decision that I will be part of the people that will make it happen, it's not easy for anybody to take away your decision from you. So that's what we have not been able to achieve. We've not domesticated the message of the new Nigeria in the heart of Nigerians for personal conviction so that it can flow from the inside out. So I'm not doing new Nigeria because of soul. I'm not doing new Nigeria because of Nasiru. I'm doing new Nigeria because I'm a Nigerian. And it is my responsibility to take up this national call. That is the essence. Once we catch this vision, once we understand that we are the new Nigeria, I am the new Nigeria, that Nigeria is incomplete without me. There is this kind of mentality shift that will take place in us. Because all this while, we come to believe that some people own Nigeria. What they decide is what happens. That the one who decides leadership for us. So when it happens, we just fold our hands and say, we have no power. We become powerless. When they say that power belongs to the people, we are the power, but we have relinquished our power because of lack of knowledge. Not knowing what to do or how to go about it. Because you cannot do what you do not know. That is why this message is sacrosanct. That is why it looks like that is the only way. That is the way to go now. It's not the, it may not be the only way, but that is the foundation that we lay the starting point of whatever thing we need to build. Because they say, if you know the truth is what will set you free. In another translation, if we know the new Nigerian message, it's going to bring our salvation. It's going to make us, redeem us. Is going to rescue us from our past. And I'm not sure, the way I used to put it, I don't know whether it was in the book. Okay, whenever I'm explaining about the message of the new Nigeria, I say, even the message of the new Nigeria will melt anybody, even with the heart of stone. That heart will be melted. And it's part of the destination. And because nature has had it, that is going to be the young people in Nigeria that will change, that will bring transformation of the nation. Nature also chose the young people and gave them the message of the new Nigeria. I tell you. So it's our cross. We have to carry it. It's our destiny. We have to run with it. It's a race we must all run as a people. That's what our nation is waiting for. Every other thing we're doing, we call it politics, you call it economy, you call it anything, revolves around the people understanding the message of the new Nigeria. Because it takes a people to build their nation. And if you do not build the people, they cannot build their nation. So the possibility is that we are all humans. And to God be the glory, we are all educated people. So many things that have been happening, ideologies that we have had in the past, whether fighting against each other or whatever we have been doing in the past, that had not produced results. Is it what we should continue to do? If the answer is no, then let's seek for alternative. And the alternative before us now is that there's a message about the new Nigeria, which has to prick our conscience, which has to reenact a new order inside of us, which if we end up imbibing the principles of this new Nigeria, which is inside the message, everything is changed. Imagine what it will be that every Nigerian understand the fact that we are together and that we are better together than divided. And we can see the future that is ahead of us. That when we put these things A to Z in place, that we will achieve this. See, they say a hunger that has hope does not kill. The reason people are running looking for self-survival is because there is no future, there is no hope, there is no vision that they can see. At least if I do this tomorrow, I'm hoping to have this next tomorrow. There's no vision, there's no national vision. Look at our leaders. There's never been. There's nothing to hold on to in a leader that you say, okay, they did this and that from now, that is national. There's nothing. So we've actually built nothing. That's why, as if we're getting no results. But now, a generation must rise to bring corrections to all these errors. And we have what it is. We love ourselves. We love ourselves. We are not disunited at all. It's what they're paying the media to say. We are not disunited. Here, I'm sure nobody knows the state I came from or the state any other person comes from. But we are here talking how the way forward for our country. We're discussing how we can change the concept, how we can bring about a new Nigeria. Doesn't matter where I'm from. Because if Nigeria becomes good, it will be good for me. It will be good for my family. The same way it will be good for you and your family. So why would we continue in the same old way that has not yielded results?